Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1195, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 164 taken it according to the way the body was lying and the small intestine was clear, 6 feet below the stomach. The stomach was normal, and there was no mucus, and every indication was that the digestion was progressing favorably, and this cabbage was found with the naked eye in the stomach and unmistakable evidences of undigested starch granules and 32 degrees of hydrochloric acid. I say emphatically that no man living in my judgment could say how long that cabbage had been in the stomach. If Mary Fagan was alarmed concerning her surroundings, or knew that certain facts were upon her, digestion then and there would have almost been completely arrested. If she lived 6 or 8 hours after this alarm, I say that no digestion could have continued up to the time of her death. Any kind of mental or physical excitement would largely arrest digestion, probably completely. I could tell by looking into the stomach that day, but if I examined that 10 days afterwards and found the cabbage in that state, and I had said that death or excitement had arrested its digestion, I would consider that I had stated one of the greatest absurdities of the day. I don't believe it is possible to tell a thing in the world of the contents of the stomach of a person that had been dead 6 or 8 or 10 days. Yes, that looks like cabbage. States Exhibit G. Redirect examination. That cabbage doesn't look, States Exhibit G, as if it had been chewed at all. Cabbage chewed that way would be hard to digest. John Ashley Jones, sworn for the defendant. I have known Mr. Frank about 1 year or 18 months. His general character is good. Cross-examination. I am resident agent for the New York Life Insurance Company. I don't know any of the girls at the pencil factory. I have never heard any talk of Mr. Frank's practices and relations with the girls down there. Mr. Frank has a policy of insurance with us. It is our custom to seek a very thorough report on the moral hazard on all risks. The report on him showed up first class, physically as well as morally. I went to him in January 1912 and tried to write him additional insurance, and on April 8th I went to the factory to take his application, where I met him and his wife. After a thorough examination of him by our physician and a very satisfactory report covering his moral reputation, we issued him a standard policy. I have never heard of Mr. Frank going out to Dodd Hills and being caught there, but it was the business of our inspector to find out that, and he certainly would not have issued such a policy if he had found it out. Two or three of us in the office signed a long letter to the grand jury in the interest of justice. Mr. Robert L. Cooney, Mr. Hollingsworth, Mr. Clark, and myself signed it. We decided this was a matter of persecution. I think Mr. Cooney started it. No, I have...